Hello everyone and welcome to the podcast of today. So the name of this podcast is Water Matters, and we are going to talk about the importance of the water. So first we will present you a little introduction, then we will talk about the conception of the water by the mankind, so the humans living on Earth. Then we are going to talk to you about the importance of the water for the biodiversity. Then we are going to present you the problems of our conception of water. Therefore, we are going to give you some solutions to these problems. And finally, we are going to do a little conclusion to conclude the subject. First of all, Nehir is going to present you the importance of the water.
Water, which is an indispensable need of almost all living things for the country of life, is the basic substance, water resources used in many areas for living condition day by day. It gets dirty and is in danger for expansion.
Now it's Matthew's turn to present the importance of the water.
Water, as you can imagine, is one of the most important resources on the Earth. It is present on our Earth in the form of ocean, river, seas, and the other form. To introduce our subject, let me give you some figures on this subject. Water covers 68% of the Earth's surface, so that's why we used to call our planet the Blue Planet. But water, ready to be drunk, represents only 10%. Our body, meanwhile, is composed of 66% of water, so we must regularly hydrate it and stay on this threshold, which is vital because the water in our body is used to reject toxic substances, and it is a guarantee of our physiological balance, which is vital. But let me go into more detail to show you its massive use and then show you that it is important or even vital.
Thank you, Matthew.
You're welcome.
So now I'm gonna keep going. The water that we consume for our body represents only 7% of the annual consumption of water in the household. By definition, domestic water is the water that an individual uses for his home and for living his daily life, therefore taking into account the dishes, the showers, etc. However, domestic water is a minimal consumption compared to the use of its material in agriculture, industry, etc. Indeed, the consumption of water in agriculture and livestock, especially cotton or soybeans, represents 70% of the world consumption. This water is poured to irrigate plantations, fruits and vegetables, or to feed animals in different livestock. Let me show you different figures on this consumption. To make 1 kilogram of cotton, it is necessary to use 1,000 liters of water. In addition, to obtain and especially eat 1 kilogram of red meat, it will be necessary to use 13,500 liters of water. This is why our consumption of red meat must be limited to preserve this natural resource. Finally, industry also has a high consumption of water in the world because it represents 20% of the world consumption. Metallurgical, mechanics, for example. However, the latter is much discussed on another phenomenon, that of pollution, because the water used in all these companies is very often discharged and rejected unfiltered in the seas and oceans. It's the discharge of wastewater.
Thank you, Roman. So interesting, but let me talk about something that we kind of used to forget: the importance of water for biodiversity.
Water is not only important for humans, but also for biodiversity. Indeed, different spices have to have this important matter for the life and for the daily consumption. In fact, with approximately 7 million spices, the water is really important for them. For instance, a tree consumes 600 liters per day. So as you can see, if we consume holiness water of the world, we also kill the biodiversity and nearly all the species who live on the world.
Yeah, of course it's important too. So now I'm going to present you the problems of our consumption of water.
Yeah, of course, there are many problems.
Water consumption isn't optimal in the world. Indeed, if we keep acting like we do, in several years there won't be enough water for everyone to survive. Meanwhile, the number of people will increase. There is already not enough water for everyone. Indeed, 500,000 children died from dehydration in 2018. But the number of people and the consumption will increase. So it raises a serious problem. If we want to survive, we'll have to change things before it's too late. Overconsumption and overpopulation are a real problem for the gestion of the resource. Moreover, another problem exists: water pollution.
Water pollution is linked to ecosystems that have water as their main element. This is caused by multiple and specific factors: the discharges of industrial and agricultural activities and the usual human activities that arrive in rivers, lakes and seas. In Italy, about 60% of the waters of rivers and lakes are not in good condition, and many of those that are not adequately protected, from pesticides to antibiotics, from microplastics to sunscreens. Many substances and chemical compounds used every day pollute, and also the sea along the coast and the underground aquifers. It is so necessary to act in the adaptation and the efficiency of the purification plant.
Thank you, Anna, for these precisions on Italy.
Yes, thank you.
So now Nehir is going to talk to us about Turkey. Okay, Nehir, you can start.
Turkey has a lot of frustration and doesn't take the necessary measures. In the future, it will start to experience water scarcity due to water pollution. Of this situation, in order not to leave, we must have education about the use of water as a society and set an example for each other. Water is a basic need for living things, so much so that, in average, as an adult person, almost all of your body is water. Therefore, our buildings for some needs. Water production, which is very important for us, is increasing day by day and increases dirty as a result of consumption. Occurring for various reasons, water pollution is not only around us, it threatens today and tomorrow.
So now I'm going to present you this in my country, France. In France, polluted drinking water is pouring out of taps at the homes of nearly 1.5 million of people in France living in rural areas. This is due to the pesticides and nitrates from the fertilizers and livestock manure. Indeed, 63% of homes receive polluted water, which represents around 900,000 of people. But water can also be polluted from floods, which are frequent in France.
Thank you, Roman. So now I'm going to present you the solution of these problems. Fortunately, solution exists, but we have to act together and fast. For instance, we can regulate our utilization of water by collecting rainwater or creating good habits like stop taking bath or regulate our meat consumption. Moreover, we need to pay attention to everyone, including the poor people who don't have enough water to live. Finally, we have to reduce water pollution to improve the quality of our water, and that will minimize health problems that it creates. For example, We could boost the construction of purification plants, or even take the problem to the truth and reduce the usage of pesticides.
Okay, so I think Nehir has something to say too.
Solution, recommendations to avoid pollution. First, protection of habitats by identifying endemic and endangered species should be paid money. Second, risk factors and biological indicators to the biological diversity should be determined. And the last, aquarium fauna and flora inventory studies need to be completed. Please try to avoid water pollution as much as you can.
Thank you, Mathieu and Nehir. So now I'm going to conclude this podcast. So, to conclude, we will answer to the problem. Is water really important? Water is, as we have seen with all these examples and explanation, existential for us and really important. For a domestic and bodily purpose, because we can only live 3 days without drinking water. But it is existential also to nourish us, and it is in this subject where the latter is consumed in great majority, because as we saw previously, water is consumed at 70% for agriculture and 20% for industry. It is also important for animals. Our current water utilization is problematic for the environment and for the life on Earth. For things to get better, we need to act and find solutions together and as fast as possible. As a shocking final example, anyone who listens to this podcast can choose any object around them, and you can know that it will have required a lot of water for its development and creation, and in some cases with astronomical quantities. Finally, even astronauts or scientists say it, if man wants to establish himself on another planet, it will have to present water. Okay, so that's it for this podcast for today. We hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, thanks a lot to Nehir, Anna and Roman.
And thank you, Mathieu, of course. So thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week for a podcast about endangered species. Bye-bye!
Goodbye, see you later.